Do you use those tiny hotel toiletry bottles? Or maybe you take them home with you, stockpile them? Have you thought about how much plastic that is? Well, California has. In April, members of the state assembly voted to replace small plastic bottles with dispensers or bottles larger than 12 ounces. If approved, as expected by the governor, the bill would go into effect in 2023, banning those little shampoo, conditioner, body wash bottles in hotels, bed and breakfasts, resorts, vacation rentals. The bill is modeled after an ordinance adopted by Santa Cruz last year, which made that city the first jurisdiction in the state to ban small plastic bottles. Lynn Moorfeld is president and CEO of the California Hotel and Lodging Association. Lynn, how does your association feel about this?
The association is fully supportive of this. We worked with the author on this. Our guests want it. Our guests demand it. So we support this.
We do understand, though, that you asked for a little bit of an extension.
Yeah, correct. The timing on this was a little bit too steep for us, and we've got 600,000 rooms in California. And so swapping those out and make sure people can plan to put in the dispensers. We even have a little extra effort in there, another 6 months for the smaller properties just to make sure they can transition as well.
Well, you know, those little bottles, there's a thing about them, you know. You go to see, what is it? Is it the high end? They have a nice feel in your hand. But there is so much waste. Your thoughts personally about the switch out?
You know, the plastic bottles, you'll get all kinds of different opinions on them. Staying in a lot of hotels, I think I'm over them. that said, you know, everyone's got a little bit different branding on them as well, an experience for the hotel guest. And, you know, we market that to our guests, and our guests like that. When I tell my friends about this, they're like, well, wait a minute, I like the small bottles.
Right.
So there's definitely a whole lot of different opinions out there, but I think it's the right way to go
because
in terms of sustainability.
But sustainability. Talk about that. Because a lot of the people we are reading about, the hotel owners and resort owners in California, are saying we only have to look to our beaches to see where those bottles end up.
Yeah, I don't know that you'll see small hotel shampoo bottles on the beaches.
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
you will see other plastic for sure, definitely. That said, a lot of hotels also currently have recycling programs with those. There's a program out there called Clean the World, which where you recycle those, and then all the product goes back to those in need. And people in San Diego participate in missions in Mexico as well. And a lot of people, I think everyone's got a drawer full of them at home. So people like them.
Well, I'm reading about Jen Hagloff, who owns a bed and breakfast in South Santa Cruz County. And she and her husband had long been donating all these little small bottles to homeless shelters. Now they are completely shifting and moving to the dispensers. And it strikes me, too, that the thing that would bother you about the small bottles is you didn't use them all. So you were wasting doubly. You were wasting the content and you were wasting the plastic. Talk about the benefits of a dispenser. I mean, people can take as much as they want.
Yeah. So the dispenser, you've got follically challenged people like myself who don't use a lot of shampoo. And then you've got some folks with some long hair that use a lot of shampoo and conditioner. So we have methods now to keep it healthy and sanitary. I know that was a big issue. You know,
it
kept being referred to as a health club dispensers. And no one liked the big 16 ounces in the health club. And these are a little bit different than those.
And as you say, you have liability issues. So there has to be some sort of guarantee that people can't tamper with it. But, you know, part of the bill would allow hotels to also replace the teeny bottles with big bottles. Isn't that tempting to people to take that bottle?
If they do replace them with larger bottles, I would imagine that a lot of those are going to find their way home. And I think that a lot of it probably on the larger size would probably be someone that specifically offers that amenity, a luxury brand, a boutique brand, and part of the hotel stay is a large bottle of shampoo and conditioner.
Which you can't take on the airplane anyway. So there
Thanks.
You have it. We know that some hotels have objected. This is not cheap to put a dispenser in a room. I mean, it's refitting something. But in the long run, is it cost saving as well or not? Is that not part of the equation?
For some of the higher end properties in terms of the quality of product that they're putting forward, maybe not. And there is the cost of dispenser and you have to install the dispenser. And it's surprisingly complicated when it comes to operations and housekeeping carts and everything else.
And we understand that if a hotel is in violation, it would get a written warning, but then a $500 fine. First offense, second offense, $2,000 fine. But it sounds to us as if hotel chains are already moving in this direction. We know Marriott International already started this.
You are exactly correct. The industry was going there. So a lot of us in the industry said, hey, we don't really need a bill. And then we're looking at it and saying, okay, well, let's all get there together. And as long as it's fair and consistent, and we've got this all the way across the state, we're okay with the legislation. Just give us enough time to implement it.
Well, Marriott International, they started last year. They say dispensers have been put in nearly 500 hotels in North America. The average hotel will save 23,000 little bottles, about 250 pounds of plastic a year. Lynn Moorfeld, President and CEO of the California Hotel Lodging Association, thank you so much.
Thank you.